For six generations, the Jones family has been providing high-quality meats. And now, we're providing treats for the best member of your family, man's best friend, aka the goodest boys and girls. Jones Natural Chews makes bones and treats that are sure to be savored by your dog, and are made from the best natural ingredients available. Our flavorful chews are made from natural animal parts, and will have your puppy drooling with happiness. From treats like sticks and chews, to savory bones and patties, we've got you covered for finding the perfect reward for that special pup in your life. Jones Natural Chews come in all sizes, so make sure to choose the right treat for your pup. And remember, it's important to be supervising your pup when they're enjoying their treats to keep your puppy safe. Jones Natural Chews, available at a pet store near you. Or visit jonesnaturalchews.com to get started with our store locator tool. That's Jones Natural Chews, available at a pet store near you.
Peace, peace, everyone. It's your girl, Scotty Blue, back in here, another episode. I know it's been a minute. I haven't been on here in a while, but I had to take a break. I had some things I had to work on, so I am back again and ready to share what I'm thinking. I think when I first started this podcast, I was just someone that wanted to talk about what I'm seeing in the world and how things could change and just bringing awareness to the world, hopefully inspiring someone. But now I'm doing several different things with podcasts, and I'm grateful for that. And I want to thank everybody for supporting me this far and continue to share and spread the message. But today I want to talk about this movie I watched on Tubi TV, and it's called Share with a question mark at the end of it. So this movie, now this might be a little spoiler alert, but I'm still not going to say much, but it's a little spoiler alert. But I just want to share this movie because I think it talks about what's going on in the world with social media and society. So that's why I'm talking about this movie. And it was a good movie, so, you know. But basically the movie started off with this dude waking up in a room. And basically he's like, I don't even know how I got here. I don't know what's going on. And he's trying to figure out, you know, how he get the hell out. So basically in order for him to get, let's say, this was like an empty room. It was like a loft style empty room. Nothing was in there. No bed, no nothing, no food, no nothing. No table, nothing. So basically he sees a computer in the room because there was a computer there. And so he starts playing with the computer because I believe the computer said, you know, start or whatever the case is. So he clicked start and stuff. And in order for him to get food or just any bed or anything like that, he has to perform on the camera. He has to perform. And basically every time he performs, he gets more points. So I'm sitting here like, this is crazy. And even when he didn't want to perform, even when he kind of came, you know, didn't really have any ideas, he just kept trying to figure out, okay, how can I get them entertained so I get more points? It was like this clown thing, like you gotta keep moving to get the points and to get them excited enough to give you the points. And I just thought about society and how a lot of times, you know, this whole content creator, this whole social media thing now, everybody is like, okay, what can I do to get the next followers, the downloads, what can I do? And I kind of got trapped into that a little bit with the podcast, and I just felt like I was losing my footing of why I started this podcast. And it was really to just inspire people and stuff like that. Do I want to do it full time so I can be able to do more? Yes, I do. But this whole like rat race thing of trying to dance like a monkey to get the attention is just not it. So when I was watching the movie, I was like, this reminds me of what's going on. And so a lot of, you know, videos were surfacing about people saying they're tired of YouTube. You know, a lot of big YouTubers were saying that they were taking a break or just leaving YouTube altogether. And I just feel like because of the burnout, I mean, there's different reasons for all of them, but I feel like it's the burnout because it's so much trying to, if you're trying to keep up with trends, I mean, that's a lot. And I had to really say, okay, what am I really doing? Because I want to stay grounded, you know, because I just want to enjoy this too. I don't want this to become something where I'm like, oh, I have to monkey then so I can keep attention. That's crazy. I have things I want to say all the time. I have things I want to do. And so I will say it and I will share it. But goodness, I mean, this whole, you know, dancing the camera, keeping attention is nuts. So basically the movie is really interesting. And then somehow the computer gives him access to other rooms. So he ends up seeing this girl, this Latino girl, and there was two girls. Well, actually, it was one girl first, and then it was a guy. And the guy, the older guy, well, actually, it was the guy first. Let me take that back. Sorry, guys. So it was the guy first. It was the older guy that he ended up seeing in the screen. And the older guy was kind of sick, whatever. He's been there longer, you can tell, because he got more stuff in his room. And by that time, the dude, the main character, he was already basically getting points and stuff, so he was getting more stuff, like he was able to get a bid and all this other stuff. And so when he met the older guy had a lot of stuff in his room, and he was just saying, basically giving the guy tips on how to, you know, get more points and impress whoever's watching. So he basically tries to do some different tricks and stuff, which actually worked, so he was able to get more points. Like, and it seemed like he was getting points from other creators watching. It was kind of creepy. So a lot of the creators were watching. It was like, it almost was like some big who's who, big boys, you know, millionaires was just watching them and watching how they just scramble to get these points. And he basically just kept going to get these points stuff. He became the top creator on the platform, the main guy. And so I was like, okay, that's interesting. But at the price of his, I feel like, who he was, because that's not really what he wanted to do, but he had no choice. So then when the lady joins, you know, she's just kind of angry. She wants to get out. You know, she's trying to find her way out. Don't know how she got in the box room neither. And so she's like, we need to figure out a way to get out of here. So I'm just going to fast forward it real quick. But she was like, we need to figure out a way to get out of here. And he figured that if he became the main guy, the top creator, influencer, he said he thought that he could just get out of there and maybe get everybody else out. Man, he kept going, doing the monkey show, kept getting to the top, whatever. And then there was another girl that joined, and she joined the screen. And she was like a yoga girl. She was one of the top creators, too. Now, she was content being where she was. She didn't want to get out. She was like, no, and I don't know if she was a plant from the who's who. Who knows? We don't know. But she was, like, trying to tell the other people, don't listen to the top creator, which is the main character. Don't listen to him because, you know, you're where you need to be, blah, blah. Well, they're not where they need to be. They were kidnapped. They were put in this room. So, anyway, the main character dude was just like, everybody, let's get along. Whoop-de-woo, let's get along. And he kept going. He kept getting all the points. So, eventually, you know, I'm going to tell you the end exactly, but sometimes things don't go the way you think it's going to go. Like, you work to get to this top, and everything's not what you thought it was going to be. And I've been through that in my life where I've been like, yo, this is not what I thought it was going to be. I worked hard to get here. But I just want to tell people it's okay to turn around when you realize this ain't really what I wanted. And that's what happened in that freaking movie, is that he realized that everything was a game, you know, and you lose yourself in that game. You lose your ground, then you lose your footing, and you could disappear. So I just want to tell people out here, just remember your why you're doing things, you know, when you get to the top, or if you're just having a good time, just remember your why, because what happened is life is short, and if you are constantly just trying to get this, chase this, I don't know, carrot, whatever, you may get it, you may not like it, or maybe it's not even all it's cracked up to be. Or maybe it was all a game to begin with, because everything's made up in this world anyway. So, yeah, I would say check that movie out, share. It's on Tubi. It's a quick movie, really. Like, it was like an hour, but it was good. And the main character, I just can't remember his name. I think his name is Melvin Briggs. I'm not sure, but he played in Snowfall. And he played Man in Snowfall. If you ever watched Snowfall on Hulu, it was a really good show. He did a good job in there. So he's a really good actor. He's coming up. I've seen a lot of good movies with him. Anybody know me, you know, now by this time on this podcast, I'm a movie and show lover. Some of you may hear me bringing up movies and shows to talk about the times, because what people understand is that movies and shows is really talking about what's going on in the world. It's just, you know, that's just the reality of it. So is that a bad thing to watch movies and shows? Just make sure you, of course, getting your work done and do what you want to do, and you're watching things you want to watch, you know, because either way, things could be inspiring. I've learned so much from movies and shows and how it relates to times and stuff. So, but yeah, don't end up in that box room and you know, which I think in our world, stuck in a room and not getting to this carrot and then just disappearing. You know, you're just not even who you are anymore. So keep that in mind. Check the movie out. Let me know what you think about the movie. Leave a comment, you know, and let me know what you thought about Cher. And I got some more shows coming up for y'all, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of new shows coming up. I got some people I'm interviewing. I got my own stuff I'm going to talk about. I have some more things I'll be talking about that relates to movies, to books I'm reading that I feel like could motivate and, I guess, challenge a perspective as far as with things, because these books and movies are interesting and make you think about some things. So I'm going to be talking about that too. And just my own experiences. So just subscribe. Make sure you subscribe. Share with your friends and family. Anybody you think that might like a nicheless podcast where I'm just talking about whatever. Because I don't follow the rules. And that was my slogan when I started, whatever breaks the rules. Now it's everything is made up. That's my slogan now. Everything is made up. And I'm going to stand 10 toes on that one. So just want to thank everybody for supporting me. And be safe out there. Peace.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.